Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Samach Omud Beis in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to start Simen Kuf Samach Dalad, which deals with the halachos Siyochol Lahasnos and Alatila. We alluded to this in yesterday's Shir. If a person can't wash his hands at the time that he's going to eat, maybe there's a time earlier in the day that he can wash his hands and have in mind a tonight that will work for the rest of the day. And that's what we'll discuss today. Just want to catch up one thing from yesterday's share to clarify. I mentioned that you have to wrap your hands in yesterday's share when you can't wash until it's a dime. And then I also alluded to the fact that maybe you could wrap the food. So wrapping the food would only be good according to the Ramah. But according to the opinion of the Mechaber that you have to wrap your hands, that would not be good, because while the Ramah says you could use a fork or utensil, and that's the equivalent of wrapping the food, however, according to the Mechaber, which is the way we paskin l'halacha, everybody's Machmir, not like the Ramah, one should wrap the entire hand and not be satisfied with wrapping the food alone. And this is also, I saw, brought down the name of Yashiv, that he says that wrapping the food would not be good. Now we can start today's shir. Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. No tell Odom Yodov Shachris, person when he washes his hands early in the morning, as we'll see, not for the purposes of eating bread, but he's washing his hands for some other purpose. He can make a tnai, umasn aleim kol hayom, and he can make a tnai that this netilas yadayim should work for his hands, afilu shelo b'shas hadchak, even if it's not under extraordinary circumstances, extenuating circumstances, he's not going to have water easily available later on, so he wants to wash this netilas yadayim in the morning for this other purpose, and also have it be good for netilas yadayim for washing for bread. So the Mechaber says this is acceptable. However, obovad shel yasiach daita mehem, he has to be very, very careful. He has his mind constantly on his hands that they didn't become tummy during the day. And the Ramah adds, velo yitanfeim, and he shouldn't cause them to go and get dirty. And the Mishneh Berurah will explain in a moment that the girsa should be, instead of velo yitanfeim, shelo yitanfeim, that you should not cause them to go and become dirty. In other words, you're watching them carefully to make sure that they do not become dirty, and therefore the early netilas yadayim can be good for this later period during the day. That's a lot of halachot that we learned over here. Let's look inside the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah starts off and says, "Umasna lehem, you make a tnai." He says you should make this orally, an actual verbal declaration, befiv, or at least al koponim shiachavim belibo, he should have in his heart, in his mind, shialu netilas zu, that this netilas yadayim should be lechol ha'achilos shiocha b'chol yom, for all of the eatings that he's going to eat the rest of that day. Tish footnote 1 brings down from the Chazon Ish that he should make this tonight before he does the Netilas Yadayim itself, although others hold that as long as his hands are still wet, this tonight would work. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, "V'tzarech lizor, one has to be very careful. Shi'itia netila behechsher kol advar menitzrochel netilas yadayim lechila, that since he's washing this netila for another purpose, but he wants to use it for netilas yadayim for bread, so he has to be careful that even though for all these other purposes that he might be washing his hands, for example, like negovasa, or just to wash his hands before learning or davening, that one is normally not careful to wash them like netilas yadayim for bread. But here, since he's going to use this netilas yadayim for bread, so he has to be careful to have all the chumras for netilas yadayim for bread. For example, kagon b'chli sholem, he should wash with a complete cup, at least the revius is full. Or b'koach gavra, and he has to get this washing on his hands with his own strength and not use a flow that comes not from his own hand. Or b'mayim shel nishtanu mareim, they should be clear waters that haven't changed their appearance, and haven't had any work done with them, as we've already explained many of these dinim in the last couple of Si'ifim and Simonim, Kimavur b'Simonim HaKodmin, as we've already learned. Even though when you wash your hands in the morning to daven shachris, we're not makpid on all of these things, as we've already learned many, many months ago in Simon Dalit at the beginning of the Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Here, in this situation, kivishu l'achila, since this washing over here is going to work not only for the hand washing for shachris, but is also going to be for the hand washing for later in the day for lunch, so therefore shiny, he has to have all the stringencies that normally are required for hand washing for bread, even though he's now washing his hands for shachris. Sivkot and Beis, afilu shelo b'shas hadchak, and this is allowed to be done, the Mechaber said, even if it's not under extenuating circumstances, it'll just be a little bit more convenient for him. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, the Yesh min haposkim, and he brings this down, in the name of the Marshal and the El Yerabah, Shekosfu, who write, the Ein Lohaku Bazeki Mishas Adchak, one should not rely upon this Mechaber's leniency over here, other than under extenuating circumstances. For example, what's an extenuating circumstance? Kedon Sholech Baderach, he's walking on the road, he's traveling on the road. The Yarin, he's concerned, Shelo Yimotzi Shomayim, there may not be water easily available, so he'll wash his hands now and keep them clean, have in mind to keep them clean, that they don't become Tomei, and this would work. Or, he's going traveling with a number of non-Jewish people, and they're not going to be happy to stop the train, stop the vehicle, stop the wagon, and have him get off and go find water for Netilas Yadayim while they're waiting. And they're not going to wait for him. They all say, fine, we're eating lunch. If you want to go and eat lunch, go wash your hands, so you wait for the next train to come. So this is also considered choshev shaset chak under extenuating circumstances. Even though there's plenty of water around, he just would have to get off and miss his bus or train. Even though there is water there, but it would cause him a delay. So then this is enough of an extenuating circumstances that he could take advantage of this tonight that the Mechaber says is acceptable. And he says further in the Mishnah Berurah, look in the end of Sif Katan Dalet, where we'll discuss this more in a few moments. Mashikab Sabnu Bazeh. Why is this only under extenuating circumstances? So Deshu footnote number 2 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, because people may see him eating without washing the Tilas Yadayim, and therefore they'll assume he's not really from Yid, and they may go and give him non-kosher food, even though he asks for kosher food, because they'll assume he doesn't really care about it. Sivkot and Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Shelo Yasiach Daito. This Tanai works as long as he doesn't take his mind off his hands and make sure that they didn't touch something that would make them tame. So it means, Mishmiras Yadav, Shelo Yigu B'mokom Atinofes. He's watching his hands. He constantly has his mind on his hands that they haven't touched a place that is filthy. Mokom Atinofes. Which we'll explain a little bit more in Sif Beis. And this is what the Zeu Shekosav Ramah, Velo Yitanfem, I mentioned before the words of the Ramah are Velo Yitanfem. It really should be Hupirush Divrei HaMechaber. He's coming to explain the Mechaber, and this Velo, the word Velo, Vahai Velo, wrote to Lomar Shelo, in that you should not cause them to become dirty. Vafilu Hochi, nevertheless, Avshiod of Nikios, even though your hands are clean, you still need to make this tnai. Hitzruchu gamkin lahasnos mikodem she'olu lo ventila lachila. You have to specifically make the tnai, even though your hands are clean, but you have to say, and now I'm going to also use this for nitilas yadayim for bread. Why? Mishum de nitilas yadayim boy kavona liachila, because it has to be specifically for the intention of eating bread that you're making the nitila. Otherwise, it's no good, at least according to this opinion. The Mishnah Berurah brings down la poskim dilatila lo by kavana. There is another opinion that we've learned in Siman Kufim and Tesiv Gimel that says you don't need kavana for nitila sidayim. Nevertheless, yesh lomar de lohochi tzorach tonight. Even this opinion requires you to make it tonight. Why? The kivan de lechol hayomu, since you're going to rely upon this all day long in som chalal shmirah, so you can't rely upon the shmirah, because normally shema yishkach v'labadaita, you're not going to be careful about it. Elohim kein hisna. But when you make the tanai, hopefully that will be a spur and remind you constantly to keep your mind thinking about your hands not touching someplace. The osno sein leiv lizah yarser. In this situation, a person will be more careful. So without the tanai, even though you don't require kavanah, you're not going to be careful. The issue for the number 3 says that the geder over here for this shmira is according to the Chazon Ish, shebechol eish she is damen lo lugas bedavar haposel es taras hayad yiskor shalav lizorim lugas. This will hopefully remind you every time you want to touch yourself, because you made this tonight, that you won't touch yourself in a place that is filthy and will contaminate your hands. The issue for the number 4 brings down that if you did forget about watching your hands for eating, even though you kept it in mind for davening or for learning, that's not good enough, and you have to wash your hands again before you eat. Dishafuta number 5 says that this works even for not only the whole day, but this could work for hours as well, that you have to make this tonight. And the Chiddush is that even for a few hours, you have to make this tonight, and not just for the entire day. Dishafuta number 6 brings down in the name of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that you don't have to have all the dinim of a tonight kafel, and it's enough just to make it tonight over here that you make sure to keep your hands clean. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalet writes, and you make sure that they don't get dirty. Tinaf haposel b'netil hu rak mitzo ozeh koshu. What things will make your hands dirty over here is just actual excrement or waste or sweat. And we'll see this in Sif Beis. V'afilu rak noga b'mekomos hamechusim begufo. And even if you touch yourself in places of the body that are normally covered up, as we'll explain in Sif Beis, that is matama yudayim. However, touching avotinaf ofer v'tit, but touching dirt or mud, ba'alma, in a posel atila, that doesn't ruin this until it's yudayim for eating. Furthermore, Kasua postgame, the Mihlin Shoda Bivata Yodayim, Miyara Haratila Vloed Sion, Moel. If a person put his hands into gloves right after he did this until his Yodayim, and they were on the entire time, this is the equivalent of having his mind on it, and this is de facto as if he didn't touch anything. The Suleka Chashash Hesachadas, you don't have to be concerned over here about Hesachadas, the Bivadi Nishru Yodu, because the hands are physically not going to have come into contact with something because he has gloves on. Furthermore, Kosu Asheri Knesses Agdolavel Yerabba, they both write, Shahidna nowadays, Nog Almun Shalola Hasnos. We don't make this tonight nowadays. We don't take advantage of this. Mishum She'enu Yechol Nizor, Shalaya Sikh Daita, Mishum Yodayim, because it's very, very difficult to make sure that your hands didn't go and touch places that are normally covered up or dirty. Therefore, Lochain Manu Hatznai Mikol Vakol. Therefore, we don't do this nowadays. And he brings this down, Vetikam Gamba Derech Achaim. The Malbim also brought this down in the Derech Achaim. However, Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Nero Dakolafi Erech Adchak. Under extenuating circumstances, even today, one one could take advantage of this. The bedchak hagadol, it's a very strong extenuating circumstances. Yesh lishmoch latznai af achshav, one could rely upon this even nowadays. Rachshet tzarich zehirus uzrizus yisrael lishmir shadayim, but one should be very, very careful and constantly think about his hands and that they shouldn't become contaminated. And therefore, the best aids, he says, olchein yaniach yod bevot yadayim, put your hands in gloves, and that will satisfy this stringency. He brings down, however, in footnote number 10, that the Chofetz Chaim himself in his sefer Machane Yisrael brings down she'av kishiyodu mechusos lo hekel al b'shaset chakod. Even using the gloves, one should only use under very extenuating circumstances. And he brings down from the Machatzis HaShekel, because we're still concerned that there are certain things that you may do that you take your hands out of your gloves without even realizing it. And this is the Kaf HaChaim's opinion as well. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, if a person does get water later in the day, it will bring down later on. This is the opinion of Chayyadim, always wash your hands again. And the opinion would always be, as we've talked about previously, is do this without a bracha, as brought down in Dirshah Foot number 11. The Mechaber continues in Iraya, it's via Mayim Mitzuyim Lo, and if there is water available, certainly Tov Shiyachzav Yito Yodav, it's certainly better and optimal to go and wash your hands again, even though you had it in mind in the morning and you're pretty sure that you didn't have Hesach Hadas. However, Avolo Yivarach, in this situation, do not make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes, Kama Dover, the reason for this is, the age deos b'posim shesovim, because there are opinions amongst the posim who say, Dafilu menokal ito b'shachru shalo b'shaset chak, even if you washed your hands at shachru's time for this purpose, and it wasn't extenuating circumstances, hainu shalo yoshaset chak legamre, there wasn't extenuating circumstances, avu mikomoko main mayim mitzuyim somichlo, but it won't be easy for him to get water, shud tzorich litroa chachreim lasigam. There are those that say that unless it's really, really extenuating circumstances, you can't rely upon this. So if the person relied upon this and it wasn't truly extenuating circumstances, so then he's in a problem. Avol mitzuyim b'somach lo, if he has water that's relatively easily available to him, b'zeh lo mekilinun klal, you're not allowed to rely upon this leniency, and therefore the Mechaber says, chash l'chatchila l'dei azu, we have to be concerned about this opinion, u'lekach kosav shetov lachzov lito. It's therefore better for this person to go and wash his hands again without a bracha. The Rama adds, however, Hagor, Vahod Mahani Tanai, that which we said that this Tanai works over here, dafgo b'netilosh ein tzorech achilo. This only works over here if you were not washing your hands to eat. You're washing them for some other purpose. For example, like the washing that you do in the morning before you daven shachris. However, if a person says, I'm going to wash my hands now, I'm feeding bread, and he doesn't eat bread now, and he's hoping that this will work for later on, the Ramah says, "Lo mahani tanai biyosa natila." This will not work. This tanai that we said is only if you're washing your hands for some other reason, and now you're going to be mahada to make sure that you keep all the stringencies necessary for natilas yadayim, and you'll be careful to watch your hands that they don't touch someplace. In that situation, the Tanai works, but not to specifically do it for Netilas Yadayim for bread when you don't have any other reason to wash. The Mishnah Berurah Sitkot and Vav explains, the Lav Davka Netilas Yadayim Shachos, Kishakom Yochol Asnos, it's not only for washing your hands for Shachos that we're talking about over here, it has to be for some other purpose. This could serve to satisfy this requirement of this Tanai situation if you wash your hands for any other purpose other than eating. You came out of the bathroom, you washed your hands, or you wash your hands because you're eating something that you're dipping into a liquid, which we said is not a chiv to do so. So as long as in these situations where you have to wash your hands for some other reason, and now you make the Tanai, that you're going to make over here this Tanai that it should be good for you to eat later on, that it works. The kivun shenota ledov rache, since you're washing for another purpose, v'shelo b'shas achila, even though it's not the time of the eating, lo choshuba mashein asu d'somach l'ntila. Therefore, we're not concerned that you're washing not prior to the natila. However, in a situation where you're washing now solely for the purpose of eating bread, you're not washing for any other purpose, and you're not eating bread now, then it's a problem of that you have to have tekev l'natila su'uda, that normally you have to wash right next to the su'uda, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Zayin. If you're washing your hands now for the sole purpose of eating, umasna, and you're making the tanai, you're going to spend 2 hours doing something else, and then you're going to eat, zeh lo mahani, that doesn't work. Because the din is, the rabbi set up until you're dying for bread, tekef linatila su'uda. That you have to go and eat right after you washed your hands, at least l'chatchila. As we'll explain, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in Simen Kuf Samach Vav. However, if you at breakfast are eating bread, and you said at that time, I'm washing down until it's a diet for breakfast, and you eat right then and there, and it should also work for lunch. For another eating later in the day, and he kept his hands clean, gam came honey. Then it would work over here. This can't be any worse than if we wash the hands for something else, like washing for davening, that it works, even though the second eating is not now. But since you did wash and had take it l'natila suuda over here for breakfast, so then it could work possibly as well for lunch under these circumstances of the tonight. Now we can go to Sif Beis. The Mechaba writes, Misha omeid b'su'uda. If somebody's in the middle of a meal and suddenly he realizes v'niskar shenoga b'shok, he touched himself on his calf, or v'yarech, on his thigh, or umekomos hamechusim b'yadam, or any other place that's normally covered up by his clothing, or oh shechichek b'rosh, or he scratched himself on his head, or v'chol chayotze b'zeh, or any other similar type of a way, and the Ramah explains, Bimakomos, we have the word ubimakomos. The Mishabur will explain that the word vav over here, the letter vav, is unnecessary. And it means over here that the Ramah is explaining, bimakomos hametunofim, he touches himself in a place with this potential to have tinuf over there, excrement or waste or sweat, sheyesh behem mimulezeh, that have the sweat over there, and these are all things that make your hands no longer clean for that until yadayim. So then the Mechaber continues and he says, tzarech lachzor v'lito yodav, then a person has to go and wash his hands again, anun until yadayim, and he does so even with a bracha, v'yivarech al until yadayim. He has to go make a bracha al until yadayim. That concludes the simin in the Mechaber and the Ramah, but now we have a number of Mishnah Berurah to catch up on. Sivkot and Ches. The Mishnah says, so the same thing would be true if he had a hesach adas, if he forgot about his hands that they were to be kept clean. Then in this situation as well, sorich lito, he would have to go and wash his hands anew. Kemoshikos of Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Aleph, brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. Tisha footer number 13 explains what it says over there. Ba'ofen shediber im chavero shir haflogah zman shoshayim. He's speaking with a friend, having a conversation with him for an hour or two. So the Mishnah Berurah explains over there that when you're having such a conversation, it's impossible not to have a hesach hadas, and therefore his hands weren't in his moin kept clean, and yadayim askonius heim, and mistoma, they touched something that is inappropriate to have touched without having to make a nunat tilas yadayim. The issue for number 12 says, what happens if he wants to eat something that normally doesn't require the tilas yadayim? He's not going to have bread. He's having a candy. So he brings down from the Ramah, linya mishasa tzarcho b'emtza suda. Somebody has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the suda, shetzarich netila afilu l'shsia. He has to go and do a new netilas yadayim, even though he's only going to drink. And the reason is, mechashash shemayovu lechu lechem, because you may come to eat bread, even though you're right now planning to only have a drink. And it brings down from the Shelus Uchuvus Mishnah Alochos, from the Ugva Rebbe Zetzal, Shua Din Kan. The same thing would apply over here as well. Mishnah Berurah then says, what I just said outside in Dishu Foot number 13, Ayin Shav Mishnah Berurah, Masha Kosavnu Bazeh. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, Yim No Gabi Od Haprusa Befiv, somebody has a bite in his mouth, and then he scratches his hair. Also of Loa Achiyutu Yodav, he's not allowed to finish swallowing that bite until he goes and washes his hands anew until Ashadayim. Brought down the name of the Morgan Avron. Dishu Foot number 14 explains, aye, there's no way he's touching the stuff that's in his mouth, so what's the concern? So the Morgan of writes, nevertheless, he has to do an Atilas Yadayim again, and he brings down in the name of the Ramah, Sha'ochal Yidei Chaveiro Chai Ben Atila Ashul Roga. Just like if a friend feeds you, you have to go and still wash Atilas Yadayim. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's the same thing over here. The rabbis did not make a plug, low plug. There's no distinction between these situations. When the rabbi said you have to wash Atilas Yadayim, you have to wash Atilas Yadayim, even if the reasoning doesn't apply. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes writes, "Rotz lomar bishari mekomos hamechusin shebeguf v'yesh b'mzeah." If you're touching yourself under any place of the body that's normally covered by clothing, and now your hand touches there, as opposed to lafuki b'mekomos hamegulim, as opposed to an open part of your face, let's say, or your lower hand, if you touch that, could go in part of v'mokom hamegulah shebezrosa, than a part of your face or your hands that's normally not covered, and kepeda. In this, there is no hakpada over here that you have to go wash until it's a gaim again. As we've already learned in the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Simon Dalet, Siv Chaf Aleph. And he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah over there for all the dinim that are shayach to this subject. The issue footnote number 15 brings down, what about on the upper arm? So he says that according to most poskim, the elbow is the break point for this. However, he does bring down, from Shelos Achuvas Minzach Yitzhak, Dayin Weiz Zatzal, that in fact, if a person normally walks around with his elbow to his shoulder uncovered, so then as long as that area is clean, might not need to do an Atilas Yadayim if he touches himself over there. Indeed, the Kaf HaChaim says, if you know for a fact that a place that normally is dirty is in fact clean, you don't have to wash until it's yadayim. However, the Eish HaLavrami Mibachach disagrees and says, lo plug. And you always have to do a new netila, whether it's clean or dirty physically, and this is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well. Mishnah Berurah said, Kot Yud writes, if you scratched your head, and he writes, Avolim Lochichach, if you just touched your hair on your hand, Elushinogab Sarosov, you just touched the hair, Ein Tzorich Netila, and we already learned this a few days ago. And if a person dries his wet hands on his hair, that's not a problem being matame, but touching the hair, it's only if you scratch yourself. If you just wipe them off over there, as we've learned in Simon Kuf Samach Beis, Siv Katan Nun Ches, in the Mishnah Berurah, this is not technically a problem of making your hands tame. We'll stop over here. Mitzvah Shem will pick up the last few Mishnah Berurahs to conclude this Simon tomorrow.